Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wheat. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Lord is made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory which is due your name. Now, Spirit of the living God, I ask that you would have thine own way. Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that cover us, God, each and every day. God, I thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us in clothed in our right mind. God, we will be forever careful to give you all the glory and all the honor which is due your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, would you turn it to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 6th through the 9th verse. That's 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, 6 through 9. And it reads as follows. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, but he cared for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And if you have to have a topic on today, the topic is the spirit of competition. The Holy Ghost gave me this topic because the spirit of competition has risen in the church among the body of believers. In the kingdom of God, we do not take ministry upon ourselves. We give ministry to others on the behalf of our Lord and Savior. As ministers of the gospel, we are working for Jesus, not for ourselves, and not for the people we are ministering to. Neither we nor any other human being. They do not determine the scope or the nature of the ministry that the Lord has entrusted in us. Jesus does, though he will confirm it through other people. So for this reason, we must be careful to minister in the spirit of our Lord, that is, in the spirit of love and humility. Competition has no business being among the believers. If you are secure in who you are and whose you are and what God called you to do, you shouldn't have no spirit of competition. And yes, the enemy will fear the very elect. This spirit can be recognized by what it seeks to accomplish, rather than seeking the glory of God. It seeks the glory of man. Come on here, somebody. Rather than inspiring trust in God, it inspires trust in the human ability. It wants accolade from people. Rather than yielding to the influence of God's spirit, it yields to the dictates or the dictatorship of the human desire. We are talking about the spirit of competition today. And rather than striving to reach the full potential in the fullness of Christ, it strives only to be superior to others. Come on here, somebody. Competition ruins you because competition labels you. You are constantly competing against your brother and your sister, not knowing the work of Christ is not, we are not in it for competition. Everybody has a work to do, and you have an assignment. You shouldn't be worried about what the next person doing. Just do what God has called you to do. The spirit of competition detracts from personal excellence as defined by the scriptures, since it seeks only to be ranked above someone else. We're talking about the spirit of competition. And we're going to look at how Jesus warned the disciples. Yes, he did. The disciples struggle with the spirit of competition. On one occasion in Capernaum, he asked them, "What was it you disputed among yourselves on the road?" The Bible says they kept silent because on the road they had disputed about who would be the greatest among them. After calling the 12 together, Jesus told them, if that anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. That's found in Mark 9:33-35. So the one that was doing his best to model the spirit of love to his disciples by taking upon himself the form of a servant, he was demonstrating what ministry is all about. Ministry is about humbling himself and becoming obedient. Jesus was showing them, if you want to go up, you must come down. Oh, somebody better get this. God is the one who raises us up, and he is the one that will take us down. Come on here. Apparently, the words of Jesus did not sink in, because just that short time later, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask." And Jesus replied, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they answered without the least bit of embarrassment. They said, "Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory." And this coming from Mark 10:35-37. So what they were really asking for was raise us up above the other guys. Ooh, we want to be higher than them. People, God, you have some people in the ministry, in the church. They want to be pastor's right hand. They want to be the woman of God's right hand. They want to be right there. They want to be, they want their name to be called out on just every little thing. So they do things so that the woman of God or the man of God can recognize them and to call their name out. And not even knowing what they are attracting, come on here, somebody, is also a spirit of competition, because they don't want to sit. They want to be recognized. They want to be exalted. Ooh, somebody better get this. And look at what happens when the members of the body of Christ compete with each other for the position and for the status. The Bible says that when the 10 heard it, they became to be greatly displeased with James and John. And this is Mark 10:41. That's why you have God's moments in the church. Oh, pastor done this for this, or pastor don't like me, or the pastor recognized them more than me. That is a spirit that has creeped in the body of Christ. And once that spirit has creeped in, they cannot work together as one to have one common goal. And their common goal is to win souls, to call the souls in. Why? Because the spirit of competition has creeped in. You allow the enemy to come in. So at that point, there were two factions among the disciples, and unity had been tossed out the window. See, when the spirit of competition comes in, disunity goes out the door. Unity is no more. And God will not work. God's glory cannot move in the midst of a spirit of competition. Come on here, somebody. Competition always results in, listen to me well, the spirit of division, okay? Come on here. Disunity and strife. Because of the way he was soon to achieve his exaltation, Jesus was preeminently qualified to rebuke his competitive disciples with the words, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet, listen good, yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all." And why could Jesus say this? Because even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Come on here, somebody. And to give life as a ransom for many. Mark 10 and 42 through 45. Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. And to give his life ransom for many. Ministry is to serve. Many are called, but few are chosen. So, the Bible admonishes us